This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is time for us to review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Around the virtual table is Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden, who always has an answer for something, even if there's no question attached to it. Works at Radio America in Washington, as does Victoria Jones. But she doesn't work for Radio America. She works, runs actually the DC Radio Company, which is also Washington-based. And our job here is to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of June 21st. Find out what's going on, the stories, the people. I'll admit to not knowing anything about number 10. Number 10, I don't know how to even pronounce this. What is
Nexium? Nexium, and I know all about the whippings and the brandings.
Thank goodness, because like I don't think
and
we
the
should.
Blindfolds.
Yeah, really. And what is the significance of this, Victoria? Would you please explain?
Well, because it's a disgusting, filthy con job sex cult.
Oh.
And, Who's on trial? Somebody's got our attention.
Yeah, right.
Keith Ranier, 58, he co-founded Nexium in the 1990s as a self-help organization in New York. But the prosecutors said he was a crime boss with no limits and no checks on his power. Now, you can have a sex cult. He created a harem of sexual slaves branded with his initials, kept in line with blackmail. He said he was just helping his followers reach personal fulfillment, breaking down emotional barriers. But he was found guilty by jurors who, by the way, had to be bussed to the court secretly. He was found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. He's found guilty on all counts. The jury deliberated less than half a day, seven counts against him. And it was a six-week trial, and it was pretty nasty stuff. He portrayed himself as a genius. The prosecutor said he was a master manipulator. The defense said, oh, I'm going to appeal. Women were branded. They were asked to adhere to starvation diets, assigned to have sex with him. And as proof of their commitment, they handed over nude photographs and signed letters containing embarrassing secrets, which were then used to compel them to follow orders. He also, by the way, wrote a $100,000 check used more than $100,000 on the credit card of a senior Nexium member after she was dead, and then wrote checks totaling more than $300,000 on her bank account also after she was dead. So there's no doubt that he was a crook.
Wow.
Great guy.
What a piece of work this guy is.
All right. Oof.
Can't wait to see how he does in prison.
Yeah.
He'll do great in prison.
Yeah.
But it's significant that Victoria Jones was the only one among us who knew anything about this trial and this fellow. So I find that to be very helpful, Victoria. Thank you. Let's bounce around because we don't have all the time in the world with Jennifer, and I'd like to have her give us some of the tone of number one this week, the number one story, presidential race, the big campaign kickoff in Florida, which is an important state. Trump doesn't win without Florida. Isn't that what they figure, Jennifer?
That's, I think, what most people figure, that the path to the presidency for Republicans always goes through Florida, and Trump was able to win in 2016. It wasn't by mistake. He picked Orlando. They knew they could fill the space, and according to Axios' reporting this past week, they also did it to collect information and data, which the Trump campaign has gotten really good at. They use social media. They use demographics to try to identify their voters and their would-be voters, and they market to them So I think, you know, depending on who you talk to and their political preferences, I'm a Trump supporter, and I watched it,
really?
And I thought the president...
I didn't know that. Rich, did you know Jim was a Trump supporter? No.
I was getting warm that she was, yeah.
Well, my point is that when I watched it, I actually thought...
I thought you were Cory Booker myself.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. I like people with the shot, so, you know. Trump delivered, in my estimation, he delivered on his successes. He strategically used Hillary Clinton as a symbol of corruption in the Democratic Party without elevating his political opponents. He only talked about Joe Biden once or twice, although his son railed against Joe Biden for almost the entire warm-up act before the president came out. But everybody that I talked to that isn't a Trump supporter said, oh, it was angry, it was not optimistic, it didn't have the sunny optimism. So I think depending on where you're consuming it from, the president either delivered or he didn't, which is very typical of him and his candidacy and his presidency. He's polarizing. I think the bigger story this week is for Joe Biden, who had a really tough week. Not only some really damaging stories coming out about his son, including the fact that he could have fathered a child while he was still in a relationship with his dead brother's wife.
Joe Biden or his son?
His son, Hunter Biden. He also has been
asked
questions.
Say that again slowly.
Okay. Hunter Biden.
Matter?
Hunter Biden's a real prize.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden has...
Hunter Biden's not running for anything, is he?
Correct, but Hunter Biden has used his dad's vice presidential power to make some really lucrative deals for himself with China and Ukraine. Joe Biden has acknowledged those deals. He's bragged about them on camera in groups of... in front of his fundraiser.
Trump's never done that. Anything like that.
I don't think so, no. Using his power to make deals for his kids, no.
Really?
Don't
Are you serious?
So.
Come on.
100%.
Before he was president, yes. But
maybe before
president?
He was president, no. I absolutely don't think so.
There's a microscope on that whole scene.
Yeah, I absolutely would defy you to find me an example, actually. I'd ask you to find me one, because I don't think there is. But Hunter Biden then also had a big cocaine problem. Then he was in a relationship with his dead brother, Bo Biden's wife. They were together.
Wait a minute. So let's do that more slowly,
dead.
Too.
Right,
he was not in a relationship with his dead brother. He was in a relationship with his dead brother's
wife. So they got into a relationship together. Then the allegation is that he fathered this child of this woman, I think in Nebraska, Iowa, somewhere in the middle of the country. And just about a month ago, after the relationship ended, after 2 weeks of being with this woman who's from South Africa, he ended up marrying her. So he's kind of a train wreck. Joe Biden had that going on for him, but more importantly...
He's not running for anything.
Well, that's right, but as we know, and we saw with the
trivial news media.
Well, it also shows you there's a lot of hypocrisy, because while he's not running for anything, President Trump was held to account for his kids' actions as well, although they seem to look pretty good compared to Hunter Biden. But Joe Biden also made some comments, which I don't really take him to task for. I actually understand what Joe Biden was saying about civility in the Senate when he served in the 70s and 80s, but he used his relationship with specifically two segregationists, who one of them was very much opposed to mixed schools and all of these things. And so he talked about this sense of civility. Now, his Democratic opponents are using that as an opportunity to hit Joe. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris specifically, and Bill de Blasio, if he still counts, have gone after Joe, these comments.
Never counted.
I feel, and this is just a gut feeling, that the spark in Joe is just not there this time around, and I don't know if he's got it in him. I don't believe ultimately he will be the candidate at the end of all this. I do believe he's most well suited to take on Trump, but I feel like there's just something missing there, and I don't know if he's gonna how he'll respond to these attacks. But I guess time will tell, and the debates will be on the 26th and 27th in Miami.
You know, all that matters though is this is the best part of any presidential campaign, when they attack each other from within their own party, because we saw it with the Republicans a few years ago. And
yeah.
Now we get to see the Democrats
eating their own.
Right, they eat their own.
Yeah,
and then they're all just—I mean—they are digging up serious dirt. And then once it's all over, oh, this is my best.
Everybody's
friend.
Friends.
I'll support him.
Oh, I'm going to support you. Yeah, I had a bunch of.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz's dad killed
JFK.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it get any better than that? It doesn't.
And actually, Mitt Romney is married to a gay woman. We were making up headlines earlier. I was making them up. Jennifer wasn't making them up with me. I had a few comments about some of the headlines they came up with. You know, in league with what you were just saying, in terms of the political realities of the next, 18 months, almost 17 month 60, as in 16 months, there will be $10 billion spent by candidates for offices for advertising on the radio and on television. $10 billion. Print some of it, telemarketing, direct mail. Okay, so they've got that going for them. But the optics are focused more on radio and television. It is just amazing how much money. Remember, I can remember when it was when spending $100 million for a national campaign was a lot of money.
I'd rather have that money out on the streets in all of our pockets than in theirs,
yeah,
sitting in some
right
bank account. So spend away.
Right.
So here's my suggestion.
Yes.
Even better. Let's do it the way they do it in Britain with the Conservative leadership contest. Vote one off the island every day.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Boris, you want Boris.
No, you don't want Boris, but you have like 10 people running for the leadership. Every day they have a vote and they vote one off.
Yeah, well, that's because they can run. Whoever runs the party runs the country. That's not the way it works here, unfortunately, because when the people vote over there, it's the party that votes for the chairman or the leader, and then he or she becomes the, as long as they're the party in charge, become the prime minister. And Boris is going to be a big bore, I think. I think he's... All right, so that's that story and a half. Coming up, the Hicks testimony and why that has gotten everybody bouncing around, because she bounces around. I think that's part of the... It just shows you what a bunch of sexist pigs the news media is, frankly.
You sounded a little sexist with that bouncy comment yourself.
Really?
Huh. Mm.
All right, I shan't use that to refer to you, then, in any future discussion. You're welcome. 18 after the hour. It's time for us to clean our teeth. You ready? Let's see your teeth, Victoria, nice and white. Richie, you got nice white teeth? Jennifer has great white teeth. This is a product that's proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. If you keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, over the course of a couple of months, you'll have your teeth back to how they looked when you were a young person and hadn't contaminated your mouth with all kinds of bad things, coffee, tea, wine, whatever it is you put into your mouth that makes your teeth dull and ugly. Noticeably whiter and brighter after the first use, that's what you'll think, and so you feel better about yourself. Stains are removed. They are not covered up. They're taken away from the enamel, and it isn't like the products that eat the enamel away and leave your teeth susceptible to cavities. No, this leaves the enamel there and gets through the special scientific method that Power Swab have been created with by the dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger. It makes them feel and actually are whiter and brighter. No annoying strips, no trays, none of that stuff. Power Swabs, done from the privacy of your own home, your own bathroom. So let's get on it. 800-208-1797. Get you in half price deal using the DJV code. 800-208-1797. That's the number to call. This is an offer that's available only on the phone, not online. You can't do it. They've chosen to do business that way. So what do you want from me? People say, why can't I buy them online? You can't. Half price at 800-208-1797. Become a winner with that great smile of yours. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, that's right. Sarah Palin. All right, how quickly we forget.
Wow. So, for those of you who want to know what's going on behind the scenes here on the Talk Radio Review, Victoria and Richie and I are talking about Sarah Palin and sort of, well, actually, Victoria wasn't in on this conversation.
We're talking about Hope Hicks, and then it went over to Sarah Palin for some reason because...
Well, because I remember when you and I talked on the phone the day she declared... We said, we're voting for her because she's so hot.
Right.
And that's Richie and I were talking about how Hicks is kind of hot. Do you think, Victoria, that she's hot? I don't know how we describe.
I think Hope Hicks is gorgeous.
Okay. She's very cool. All right. And who's she dating now?
I have no idea. Well, anybody she likes.
That's actually my angle on this story is I have no idea.
Number two, by the way, folks, on the countdown this week.
So Hope Hicks is...
Well, she was dating that guy in the White House who was involved in domestic violence, if you remember, and had to withdraw from a nomination.
Well, people think or say or it's alleged that she was dating Corey Lewandowski, right?
That was alleged.
And is that why she kept being referred to by one of the jerks on the committee? As
so Nadler yesterday, our buddy Nadler yeah, kept calling her Miss Lewandowski when he addressed her. Right. If I were her, I would have stood up, walked up, grabbed his tie, pounded his bald little head, and then pummeled him. Because that is just disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful.
To have somebody come
he's
up and testify.
He's a disrespectful jerk anyway.
She's a communications director. She wasn't in the office during any alleged Trump-Russia meetings. And you're bringing her up here and you're going to basically call her by the name of somebody you think that she might have dated?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
What a piece of garbage you are.
What she was involved in, and which is really interesting, and I wish that they could have got answers out of her, is on Air Force One, when Trump dictated the answer on the Russia meeting, that's what was very interesting. She was totally involved in that, and that was extremely interesting. Of course, she didn't answer any questions about that because there were over 150 questions that she didn't answer. That would have been a fascinating plane ride. I would have loved to have been.
So is that why Nadler was calling her Mrs. Lewandowski?
No, I'm not saying that. No. I'm talking about something else. That's totally inappropriate. I'm saying that's something that's absolutely fascinating. You're saying that she wasn't involved in that. I'm saying this is something she was involved in, and that if I had been on that committee, I would have been so fascinated to ask her about that.
So she didn't have her own legal counsel. The White House lawyers were the ones that were standing up for her. She was a former advisor to Trump, so that's...
Oh, no, you have your own legal counsel, and you also have them. And this is one of the awful things. This is one of the things that was... I remember when I was covering the White House, this is one of the things that was freaking out aides in the White House as early as the first year of the Trump presidency, was when they became aware that there were issues within the White House, let's just put it that way, they realized, many of them, that they were going to have to lawyer up. And they started looking at how much this was going to cost. A good Washington lawyer costs $400 or $500 an hour.
Right.
Great.
See, that's the business we should all be in.
Right.
Being a lawyer that represents anybody who's in the White House for all of their aides and have to lawyer up. Who's up next? Come on, get up here.
Do you know what religious organization pays more, hires more, has more lawyers on its staff than any other?
Who?
Take a guess.
Scientology?
Yeah, Scientology. They spend millions of dollars a year on lawyers to protect their quote-unquote image. I thought that was fascinating. Up next year, the drone attack by the Iranians. What do we do? Well, find out what the president wanted to do and didn't do. We'll talk about that next year on the Talk Radio Review. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two explosions and a big fire have shaken the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery in southwest Philadelphia this morning. The blasts rocking the neighborhoods around that refinery at about 4 a.m. Currently, they say the fire is under control, though it is still burning. There are reports that President Trump had green-lighted retaliatory military action against Iran after Iran shot down a U.S. drone on Wednesday. But then, at the last minute, the president gave the stand-down order as planes were already in the air and ships were in firing position. Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey says it's probably good that that operation wasn't carried out.
There's no reason to escalate this conflict. Nobody's going to win in a Persian Gulf War.
McCaffrey was speaking on MSNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour on a talk radio countdown show. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Doug Steffen along with you. Going through the top stories in talk radio this week, and we'll just give a review for you them real quick. Here is number 10. Victoria, how do you say this again? The
Nexium.
Nexium
trial.
Nexium,
okay.
Right.
It's the,
you're going to actually do this, Richie? Good for you.
I'm going to actually do this for you, yeah. Number 9, the Juneteenth reparations hearing. Number 8, the Dominican Republic.
Starring Rex. Danny Glover.
And Big Poppy. Yeah, this Dominican Republic thing is crazy. Yeah. Number 7, the Boeing 737 MAX investigation and the Sully testimony. Number 6, UN Khashoggi report. Number 5, immigration reform and world refugee stats. Number 4, U.S.-China trade and North Korean tensions. Number 3, U.S.-Iran tensions, drone attack. This one is fun. Number 2, Democrats impeachment talk and Hope Hicks testimony. Number 1, the presidential race for 2020.
All right, let's do number 3, and then we'll do number 4. Number 3 is a focus on what's going on in Iran. the Ayatollah getting the ire of his people. The president says we're not, president of Iran said we're not going to go to war with anybody. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah, who controls the military, gets them to shoot down one of our drones, pretty large drone, as a matter of fact, over international territory, international waters. And
was it?
And it was. At least, do you know something I don't know? It was the last time I saw it.
They provide fairly detailed video footage. We provide some video footage. The video footages argue. It's really an argument over a very few miles, and so there's genuine dispute about this. It very likely was over international waters. It may have strayed into Iranian territory. So that it could have been a stray. So it would be very unfortunate for this to escalate. Very.
Well, it's not going to escalate because the public, however, whether the Ayatollah can read the tea leaves or not, his country does not want his people, the people who live in Iran, are sick of this and they're sick of him. I'm expecting almost any time to see some kind of revolution to get rid of him. The president doesn't even like him. But the military is so powerful there, and the Ayatollah controls the military, gives them whatever they want. So that's where the tension comes internally. Meanwhile, the president said, okay, we're going to blow up a few of their, I think they have two big oil refineries there, blow them up, and that'll be the end of them and their economy. And then for some reason or other, he said, well, maybe we won't do that right now. And I don't know that there's a background as to why he changed his mind. Anybody know why he changed his mind over that?
They think they may have gotten some intel from the CIA or the NSA overnight.
Really? That suggests that it may not have been, in fact, over international waters? So that would go
that Iran didn't intentionally shoot it down. That either somebody did something they weren't supposed to do or that they shot it down by mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's a reason to hold back, I guess, much as anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four is a focus on our relationship with China as the tension continues. A lot of people. Okay, so we're going to hold off on this. The best laid plans of mice and men here. I want to talk to somebody who's an expert on what's going on in China. We'll do that in a matter of moments. Right now, I'm going to share with you the benefits of using Calitrin, the number one choice if you are interested in your health and well-being long-term. Weight loss is a very important thing. We all acknowledge that. There are all kinds of diets, the keto diet, the Atkins diet, you name it, there's a diet for every day of the week. But do they work in terms of keeping the weight off? That's always the question. No question you can lose the weight, but then how easy is it to keep it off? And the folks at Calitrin have found the secret to that in that collagen as the main ingredient. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. We stop making it as humans by the time we get to be 30. So and that's why you get to be a little heavier, a little squishier, a little softer, because you get a little more fat, because you don't have the collagen to burn off. The protein burns off the fat and keeps your muscles in tune. And that's how you keep the weight off, get rid of the fat. You want to do that? Then you need to sign up for Calitrin. You do it easily by going to toploss.com. You get a special deal using the code DJV as we work our way into summertime. Special deal to lose the weight in the summertime. $10 off every bottle, $30 off the 90-day supply. My direct experience with this has been that you stay on the program for about 4 months. I started I've been talking about Calitrin the last couple of years. And in April, when I finished my winter outside of New England in California, I've always put on 10 or 12 pounds, and I get that little roll, and I don't like it. So I started at 184 in April, and now, how many months later, down to 172. And that's
ta-da,
kind of the deal. It's a smart way to lose the weight. It really is. So go to toploss.com. Do what I have done and what I suggest you do. Get the product by checking the box for DJV, $10 off each bottle, $30 off 90-day supply, and you get free shipping. That's toploss.com, the safe, effective way to lose the weight and keep it off. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Moving on, or moving back to the number four story on the countdown as we review what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company here. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. Introducing you to Dana Chang, who is the senior editor of the Epoch Times. She's here to talk about what's going on in Hong Kong, its relationship to China. Part of the tension is, I guess, in an observational form, looking at what they're doing in Hong Kong and understanding the relationship between Hong Kong and China. It can be complex. So, Dana, thank you for being here. Let's talk about the Chinese premier and why he wants to have Hong Kong, the situation in Hong Kong, rectified. Is it bad for him politically? If there is unrest in Hong Kong, the Chinese, after all, say they're in charge, and the people in Hong Kong says, no, or you may think you're in charge, but you really aren't. So what is the story?
Well, Hong Kong executive is trying to push a bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. Now, Hong Kong people do not trust the law system in China because there are a lot of political prisoners, religious prisoner, and if the government doesn't like someone, he can pick the person from the street and put him on TV and confess. So, and also Hong Kong is part of China, but China has promised one country, two system. That's an agreement between UK and China when UK hand over to China Hong Kong. Actually, that agreement prevented international business and international investment from leaving Hong Kong, that have kept Hong Kong as a free port. Hong Kong actually get a lot of benefit from U.S. and Europe because it's considered a free place.
Well, isn't there one of the issues here is that the British rule, or the way of rule, has been, because it was a British protectorate, Hong Kong has been much freer than the rest of China, and they don't like the fact that China's trying to clamp down on them, especially given the fact that they have so much the British blood, if you will, in Hong Kong. Isn't that part of it, the different styles of government and judicial conduct?
Right. 12 years before the handover, there was a China-British joint declaration that guaranteed that Hong Kong would enjoy a high degree of autonomy, except in foreign and defense affairs. Now, over 20 years, their freedom has been eroded, and China, Beijing, is emphasizing one country and not the two systems. Mm-hmm. They are starting to make it like a one system. So last Sunday, there were 2 million people took to the street to protest. 2 million, that's 2 million out of 7 million of all Hong Kong population.
Dana, didn't Hong Kong see this coming when Britain gave up control? I mean, was this expected? Did they think it would take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And just remind us again why the Brits gave up control, knowing that this would likely be the outcome.
Well, UK had 99-year lease. So 99 year is up, and they have no choice but to hand over. But the thing is, at that time, the joint declaration is an international agreement. U.S. also has an international agreement with Hong Kong. So Hong Kong is not just another city of China. It's an international city, and it enjoys a lot of benefit. It's relatively independent, but little by little, their freedom have been taken away. And people see it's coming. So that's why in Hong Kong, 300,000 people hold passport of Canada. So they are ready to leave. If this freedom is gradually taken away, money will leave Hong Kong, rich people will leave Hong Kong, Hong Kong will be like another city. You won't be able to enjoy the international privilege. In fact, last week, the Congress introduced a bill and required Secretary of State certified that each year need a certification to guarantee that Hong Kong still enjoying this autonomy. Otherwise, its privilege can be taken away.
Wow. 300,000 people, Doug, with Canadian passports that can leave and take the money. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. And you'd think the Chinese would be a little more uptight about that. Victoria, what's your spin on this?
I guess my spin on this is, do you think, Dana, that President Xi, who has suffered a defeat in the last week over this, with Hong Kong really winning in these protests, is going to lick his wounds and allow Hong Kong to have this win? Or is he going to come back with something else to try to crack down again on Hong Kong?
Well, to Beijing, its control is more important than the freedom of Hong Kong, unfortunately.
Pretty dicey, though. And then we get down to, we got about 30 seconds here, Dana. The relationship of Hong Kong to America, that's what Americans want to know. Are we going to still, there a lot of money exchanges hands, obviously, because it is an economic center. What's our relationship with Hong Kong likely to be in the future?
Well, if Beijing continue to take away the freedom, and the U.S. will annually review its status, and its status might be taken away, then money and rich people will leave.
The Epoch Times senior editor Dana Cheng with us here on the weekly countdown review with Victoria, Rich, and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, everybody, it's time to be scared for the 14th time. Am I right, Chucker? There have been 13 Halloween movies to this point?
I think there have been 10. I could be wrong, though. You could count them.
I think they're more than that. Anyway, I'm not a fan. You are. And we have the update on the latest Halloween installment. Jamie Lee Curtis. Who else is in this movie that's been in the been along for the ride in all these movies?
Well, Donald Pleasance, who is the late Donald Pleasance, played the character Dr. Loomis in a handful of these movies. I thought he was really good. They paid him the majority of the budget for the original Halloween in 1978. I think the budget was like $350,000, and they gave him like $100,000, which at that time was his biggest payday. I thought he did a really good job. But anyway, that was the first film. Halloween in 1978 of Jamie Lee Curtis played the character of Laurie Strode. I think she's done 6 Halloween movies so far, but it was announced yesterday that exclusively on a few sites that filming on the next Halloween film, which will be a direct sequel to the last installment, which did very well at the box office, will start filming in September for 2020 Halloween release. Talent deals have not been closed, but all expect Jamie Lee Curtis to come back once again as a character, Laurie Strode. Why not? She'll get a big paycheck. What else does she have to do? But anyway, this last Halloween movie on a $10 million budget did $250 million worldwide. I thought it was a pretty good movie. Not great, but it was solid. They're going to do a sequel when a $10 million movie
makes. So let me ask you this. Between Freddy Krueger... Yeah. Jason and Michael Myers from all three of the big, you know, horror movies.
It's been like 30 films.
And every one of those 30 films, they've been killed in the end, only to come back in the next film. Is there any one of those 30?
That is pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
There's none of them where like the bad guy kind of rides off into the sunset and says, I'll see you next time.
At all.
Killed every time. I love it.
Every time.
I love it.
That's always the fun. How,
only
how
in the movies.
Back this time?
It's like Dallas, you know, when J.R. got shot, the same thing.
All right, let's come back for another episode.
Have you ever seen a Halloween movie, Doug?
Nope. Okay. Ask me if I ever want to see a Halloween movie. Nope.
I won't ask because I know the answer.
Next question.
Okay.
The answer is nope, I've never seen a horror movie. The worst movie I've seen in a long time was
Disney John Fantasia.
Wick, number three. No, well, that was kind of scary, actually.
Well, let me ask you a question. When The Exorcist came out in 1973, when it was a really massive, you'd had no interest back in the day to go see that film?
Why? Nope. Because it looked too scary, creepy, crawly stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
Twisting somebody's head around, what are you going to do with that? Nah. I see no need to be scared. Frankly, life with Richie is scary enough. I don't have to get any deeper.
I can imagine.
Getting scared.
I'd rather see Jack Bauer blow somebody's kneecaps off. That's much more up Doug's alley.
No, only one at a time, Richie. All right, Marvel is eager to get Keanu Reeves into one of their movies. How do they do that, Charlie?
Perfect.
Well, I guess a guy named Kevin Feige runs all the Marvel Enterprise said in an interview that they've asked Keanu Reeves to be part of the Marvel Universe for over the last decade, but as of yet, he has not agreed to come aboard. You know, he's really had a big resurgence with this John Wick franchise.
He's so good.
Have done pretty well worldwide. He looks really good. I got to tell you, he does look really good. He's over the age of, I think he's like 55.
His hair always looks so dirty in those movies. His hair's dirty. Too long.
But
let me ask you this, though.
He's also filming Bill and Ted's Bill and Ted 3. I have a feeling that's going to have some interest when that comes out.
I'll go see it for sure. But let me ask you this. So Keanu Reeves would be the biggest star that plays one of the Marvel superheroes besides what's his face?
No, I don't. Yeah, well, Robert Downey Jr. would be the biggest star.
Would Robbie?
The rest of them were made stars for the most part.
Right.
Like Chris Evans.
So would Robert Downey Jr. go? No, you're not putting Keanu in any. No.
No, I don't think so. No, I think they.
But Downey's done. He's got killed in the last one. So what is it?
We just saw where Jason and all those guys got killed 30 times, and they brought him back. Come on now.
You think he's coming back in the next one? Listen, for you know how much money he's made. Chucker said over the years he's made maybe $500 million on all of these superhero movies. That's a lot.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, a lot of money.
And deals with a lot of them. Yeah,
I know.
All right. Well, we haven't fixed anything, but we had a good conversation, Chucker. Thanks. Back on Monday with a review of the box office totals from this weekend's movies. 59 past the hour here on the DJB Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.